From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr stormed Iraq's parliament building Saturday to protest a continuing deadlock in approving a new cabinet. The incident inside the Iraqi parliament building followed Sadr's denunciation of the government's failure to reform a political quota system that's blamed for rampant corruption. Inside the chamber, protesters danced, waved Iraqi flags, and chanted pro-Sadr slogans. Sadr's supporters have been demonstrating in Baghdad for weeks, responding to their leader's call to put pressure on Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to follow through on months-old reform promises. Hours after the protesters stormed the parliament, Abadi called on them to return to areas set aside for demonstrations and not infringe on public property. The demonstrators set up tents inside the Green Zone, which houses government ministries, the parliament, and foreign embassies, including the U.S. embassy. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to Geneva Sunday for talks on the Syrian situation. A State Department statement said Saturday that Kerry will discuss ongoing efforts to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities throughout Syria. The secretary's trip comes after five people died in airstrikes by government warplanes and helicopter gunships in rebel-held areas of the northern Syrian city of Aleppo on Saturday. According to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, nearly 250 civilians have died in shelling, rocket fire, and air raids in the contested city since April 22nd. For more, visit our website. This is VOA.